Hello and welcome to How to Walk in Divine Health, a radio outreach of the Living Savior Ministries. We have a special program today. Our speaker, Thurman Scrivener, is the senior pastor at the Living Savior Ministries. He is going to be teaching today the principles from God's Word on how to get healed and how to stay healed. We join today's message, Paid in Full, Already in Progress.
I don't know what we're teaching in church, but can that be any clearer than that we should abstain from fornication, sexual immorality? We should abstain. Abstain. What does it mean to abstain? It means don't do it. See what the next verse says.
That every one of you should know how to possess his vessel in sanctification and honor.
Okay, praise the Lord. Yeah, I think we should know how to do that. What's the next verse say?
Not in the lust of concupiscence, even as the Gentiles which know not God. What does that mean?
Somebody know what that means?
Yeah.
Lustful desires.
Lustful desires.
Lustful desires, okay. Not in the lust of your desires or your lustful desires. Okay, next verse, verse 6.
That no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any matter, because that the Lord is the avenger of all such.
Wait a minute. Right there is a kicker. If you do this, the Lord is the avenger of what?
All.
What's left out of all? Okay, so we got couples in the church that are sleeping around, that are doing what they're not supposed to be doing, and all of a sudden one of them comes down with cancer, or one of them has a car wreck and breaks their back. No, it couldn't be because I'm sleeping with somebody out of wedlock, but it can. The curse causes cannot come to rest. So if you're out running around, sleeping around, doing what you're not supposed to be doing, let me tell you, God is going to avenge how many of those things? So how many of y'all are going to get left out? You think he's going to miss anybody? He's pretty good at what he does, isn't he? You know, if we really believe this book, and if we had pastors that would believe this book and teach this book like Gary does and like I believe it, we would have men that wouldn't care if we get thrown out of a church. In fact, I had an Assembly of God pastor here with one of his deacons here a while back, and I told him the story about Jenna and how that she had been made sick by the Lord. And I showed him the scripture and everything, Deuteronomy 28:27. And when I got through telling that story, he said, Thurman, if you were in my church over in Dallas, and you were to tell that story like you told it to me and him, he said, my church would throw you out. He said, that's the wildest story I ever heard in my life. I said, but that's a true story. Now, this is a pastor that's telling me this is a wild story. This ain't just a wild story. It's sin really works, doesn't it, Brother Gary? After you've seen it a few times, you know it works, don't you? Especially when you had a few like that woman with it. Oh, my goodness gracious. But just look at that one more time. What he says there now, he says that,
is that the Lord is the avenger of all such, as we also have forewarned you and testified.
Okay. Now then, if I'm telling you, if you've been forewarned, I'm going to warn you again. So whoever's listening to this, whoever will listen to this CD down the line, may they be like those three guys that come from Atlanta the other day to the healing school. And I stopped back there on the back row, and I was sitting there resting a few minutes, and these three guys come in, and they said, Pastor, we've been watching your videos and listening to your CDs. We're truck drivers, three of us. We're on the way to California from Atlanta. So we wanted to come by here today and tell you that your teaching, especially on sexual immorality. He said, all three of us are married men, all three of us. And all three of us got girls between here and California. But he said, after today, we don't. No more. He said, I'm not going to be one of those fatalities. I'm not going to be one of those who gets killed in my truck because I had sex with some woman out here while I got a wife at home. He said, I'll just wait till I get back home. But I will not mess with anybody else. It's done. And all three of them boys said, you probably have saved our life. Well, guess what? I probably did. Because the things we just read here, how many acts of sexual immorality does God avenge?
All.
How many?
All.
Well, if he avenges all of them, that means ain't none left out, right?
That's right.
Ooh, so I don't want to be one of those boys, do you?
No.
No, absolutely not. Yeah, like I say, you know, if a guy has got to have sex, if he's married, go home to your wife. You know, because that she's your wife. And the word scripture is very clear. It tells the wife is to never withhold sex from her husband. Do you all know that? Do you know the scripture says that? The wife is never, ever to withhold sex from her husband. Never. So, you know, if you walk in love, as a rule, that won't be a problem. But if you think you've got to have sex, get away from whatever it is. If you're looking at somebody, don't keep looking at it. Go somewhere else. Do something else. Throw away that sin. Get rid of it. Don't hang around where it is, because it will draw you away and cause you to sin. And then once you sin, you know, that old devil will tell you, it's okay. You're just a man. You're just a woman. It's okay. You can have sex. God don't mind that. But that's not what the word says, is it? Wow. I just think about what the scripture. When I read a scripture like this, it says, I've been warned. You'll see that no man go beyond and defraud his brother in any way. Wow. Because the Lord is the avenger of all such. So he don't miss nothing, does he? Wow. Read the next verse, hon.
For God hath not called us unto uncleanness, but unto holiness.
Here a while back, I was talking with some people. And I get every kind of question you can imagine. I mean, there's people, I guess they hear me talk about things, so they're not afraid to call me or to ask me, because they say, I never heard this at church. But I've had people say, uncleanness, when you say this, he didn't call us to uncleanliness, but unto holiness. They call and ask me questions, is it okay to have oral sex? From my standpoint of view, absolutely not. I think that's unclean. I mean, you know, you can use that scripture that the marriage bed is clean and it's undefiled. I can do anything I want to in that marriage bed. You can do that if you want to. But that, for me, ain't no way. Ain't no way. No way. I think that's unclean. I think that that's the way the homosexuals do it. And I think that's the way God destroyed them for doing that. So, no, that's not, I can't go there with them. I just can't go there with them. Yes, but I've had men and women both. I had a woman come up and tell me one time, said, Pastor, I hate your teaching. She loved it. She loved oral sex. I told her, I said, ma'am, I don't know, maybe you're not saved. I said, either that or I'm too saved. I don't know which. But there's something wrong with one of us. But I said, you know, when it comes down to uncleanliness, I believe this is unclean. And I will have to say, you ain't going to find me in no bed of homosexuality. I ain't going to be there. No way. Next verse. Unto holiness.
He therefore that despises not man, but God, who hath also given unto us his Holy Spirit.
You know, if the Lord gives us his Holy Spirit, don't you think that God wants you to glorify him in all that you do? I think so. I think anything we do should glorify God. And if you don't feel like what you're doing is glorifying God, then do something else. You know, and I guarantee you that when a man and a woman that's married go together in a love relationship and they have a sexual relationship, God is standing right there watching what you're doing. And he's okay with it. He made it, so he's okay with it. But for God's sake, don't get into some of these unclean, perverted things, because I don't think that will glorify God at all. So I just want you to know. That's where I come from. That's where I believe. I don't believe in any of these perverted ways of sex. Okay, read the next verse.
But as touching brotherly love, ye need not that I write unto you, for ye yourselves are taught of God to love one another.
Okay, now then, there again, we get back to this little thing we've been talking about in 1 Corinthians 13. Love. Are we supposed to love one another?
Yes.
We're supposed to love and walk in love with everybody, not just some people, everybody. You're supposed to love everybody. And that's the way you're supposed to be known, by your love one for another. Is that right? So the wife should have no problem loving her husband. The husband should have no problem loving his wife. If they get into a little disagreement or something, they need to repent and forgive each other. Do you think a week or two down the road would be okay to forgive, or do you think maybe it might be a good idea to do it today? Oh, well, now, you know, it wouldn't be real important unless you got killed on the way home, right?
Absolutely.
If you got killed on the way home, then, Paula, and all of a sudden you woke up in that...
No.
It ain't worth it, is it?
Oh, no.
I'm going to forgive them right now, ain't you?
Absolutely.
Guarantee. Is knowing that if you don't forgive, God will not forgive you. Is that scary? I mean, Mary, that's super scary to me. I can't even imagine. No. I mean, every time I tell that story about, you know, you go in and put a drop of grease in a skillet and turn it on and let it start scissoring, and you walk in there and put your finger in that skillet, it don't take me long to know that's hot. And it don't take me long to jerk my finger out of there. But can you imagine having to be thrown into that and you couldn't get out? But it wouldn't kill you. You couldn't die. Just be in agony and pain. No, I mean, and then that. Here's the part that Cheryl hates. Those worms that crawl in and out of your body. Where the worm dies. Now, she read that to me one day. She said, oh, honey, look at this. This is awful. The worm crawls in and out through your body, and he dies not. And you want to take a chance on going there? Don't you think it'd be easy just to forgive? And then when you forgive, then you can walk in love.
You have been listening to Thurman Scrivener of the Living Savior Ministries. We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like today's broadcast in its entirety titled Paid in Full, or you would like any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. You can also listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.